Hey, Star, are you ready?
I'm a lady.
And welcome back to Idol Days, the show about idol anime. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Star, and it's been 1,000 years. We have missed you all so much.
We all missed you so much. But it also feels like it was just yesterday because we are all so parallel socially friends with all of you. Just like Perfect Blue.
Don't encourage that. Don't encourage that, Sarah. Perfect Blue is not a happy movie. Sarah, no.
Like, just like that.
Sarah, not just like that. No one listened to Sarah. She doesn't know what she's talking about. The year away from our podcast has altered her brain chemistry in ways that we cannot speak of.
It happens. I think I was always like this.
You're probably, honestly, let's be real. Anyway, hi guys, we missed you. It's been a bit.
And we are coming back with a new show format, which we're going to tell you all now. And this is not a full episode. However, this is announcing our first episode of 2024 after our hiatus.
Yes. So this is just kind of our news bulletin update on the state of the podcast. And because things are going to be a change in new year, new us. So here's the thing, gamers, is that, so if you guys remember, our old format used to be every 2 weeks we would talk about an entire season of an anime, and we would break it down kind of beat by beat, and we'd go really extensively into each episode, and like each podcast episode would be like 2 to 3 hours long, and it just, as much fun as we had with that, it got to a point where it was a little bit unsustainable.
Especially since Star is a crazy content creator now and ran a Kickstarter campaign.
I'm still a little bit dead inside, but I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I've got to do it again this year, hopefully. Oh my god.
Everyone go read her How to Webcomics book. It's great.
Thank you. I'll plug it later. but yeah, so basically we're in an effort to keep the podcast going, but also make things easier on ourselves. We're going to be changing up the format of the show a little bit to make things easier for us, easier to manage for you guys, and also let you guys get more involved in the production of the show, which we will talk about in a minute.
Just like Perfect Blue.
Not like Perfect Blue at all, actually. Please do not stab us with an ice pick. Thank you. but yeah, so Sarah, do you want to talk about what the format's going to be adjusted to?
Yes. First of all, we're going to do more of a book club style format. So the first thing that means is we're not going to have a explain every single part of every single episode to you all. Few reasons for this. One, taking notes on our side takes a long time.
Yeah, we basically had to watch each episode, like each anime, twice.
At least.
Once just to watch it and then once to go back and take notes. And that takes a really long time. And we don't want to do it anymore.
And also, the place where Star and I have fun, and I think the most fun discussions we have after each show, are about the weird, crazy theories that we come up with in the middle. And a book club style broad summary format would let us get a little more into those.
Yeah, so it's like we're still going to be summarizing the show. We're still going to be talking about the characters. We're still going to be going over the events of the anime. We're just not going to get as into the nitty gritty parts of it that is maybe, you know, less interesting to listen to and more on the fun stuff. Like, what's the Idoluminati up to, guys? Hey,
how about those crabs, though?
How about those crabs, though? Have you considered crab?
Does the show have a Shiho in it?
Oh, I forgot about the Shiho thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's been 84 years.
hint to the end of this mini episode where we announce the next show. There is absolutely a Shiho in it.
I wonder what that could mean for our next episode. Hee hee ha ha. Stick around to the end and we'll announce what our next show is going to be. Which actually also leads into the next changing of the format. In previous episodes up until this point, we would hint at what our next episode was going to be, but you guys wouldn't figure out what anime we were going to watch until the episode on that anime actually came out. And so while that was fun because it was a bit of a surprise, we could like drop little hints like, ooh, what show are we talking about? Oh boy, this will be fun. In the spirit of having more interactions with our listeners and kind of engaging in the discussion more, it's going to be more like a book club in that we're going to announce our next episode at the end of each episode. So like we said, we're going to be doing episodes monthly. So we'll have an episode at the beginning. Oh, our episodes are going to be coming out once a month from now on. I forget if we mentioned that already.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be coming out the first Friday of every month. And mm-hmm. so at the end of this episode, we're going to announce our February episode. At the end of our February episode, we'll announce our March episode, and that'll kind of be the format going forward. But because we're announcing the show ahead of time, we'll be using the Discord a lot more to kind of encourage discussion of the show as we all kind of watch it during the course of the month. I'm going to be doing some behind the scenes work on getting the Discord set up for that kind of thing. And if you want to be part of the discussion, you want to like submit questions or comments, or you want like any sort of thing that you, if you want to contribute to the show, basically, you can absolutely do that by joining the Discord server. We will have it linked. If you're watching on YouTube, it'll be in the description. If you're listening to your podcast of choice, it will also be in the description. We'll have a link for our Discord wherever you can find it. Mm-hmm. And if you want to join that, you can be part of the discussions when those happen. So keep an eye out for that.
Wahoo. So, and also, you can enjoy watching alongside us.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun, especially if they are shows you've already watched. It's always fun to go back and enjoy something you enjoyed or dunk on something that is really crappy.
Get dunked on! Oh my god, I can't even imagine what chaos I would have unleashed if we had been using this format back when I watched Gekidol. Because what the fuck?
What the hell is up with the whole...
What is up with Gekidol? In just in general, honestly. What is up with Gekidol? Why does it exist? Why did I watch it? Why does it now haunt my every waking moment? It's mm-hmm. fine. It's fine. Anyway, so yeah, that is what the new format of future episodes will look like. We'll be doing them once a month. They will be more of a book club format. The episodes will hopefully be shorter. And you guys will get to contribute your thoughts and questions for us to answer, like discussion questions for us to talk about in the show. It's going to be a little different. There might be some growing pains, but overall, this is going to be a more sustainable format for us and hopefully a more enjoyable listening experience for you guys. So
in addition to that, though, there might be some surprises that come out in between. Mm-hmm. We had talked about if we are 50-50 on an episode, we might put a poll up in the Discord for you all to vote on what we listen to next.
Yes.
Another thing that might happen is sometimes one of us just really wants to watch an anime. Sometimes those animes aren't really about idols. They might be more a seasonal idol anime that is mostly about ice hockey, and Sarah might just want to talk about it. Those might not be announced, and they might be super secret surprise bonus episodes that we will not tell you what I am watching ahead of time or what Star is watching ahead of time. We will make mini episodes occasionally. No promises on when. It's like a little treat for you.
Yeah, it's going to be very impromptu. It's going to be very spur of the moment. It's going to be like, so our main episodes are probably going to always feature both of us because now we'll have more time to, you know, watch Woo-hoo. It and kind of discuss. But if we do surprise episodes, it'll probably be like the format where one of us watches the show and then explains it to the other person type of thing.
Yes, but those also will probably be relatively shorter summary shows rather than beat by beats. Just yes. because, again, it's a little bit more fun for us to do the weird theories and quick summaries.
Yeah, and we like getting weird with it. You guys know yeah. us. We yeah. like getting weird with it.
We're weird people.
We're just a bunch of freaking weirdos. In case you didn't already know this about us.
And another thing to reassure you all is we're going to still keep a lot of our seasonal events. We will still have a completely normal episode in April, on April, mm-hmm, of course, mm-hmm, always normal. Mm-hmm. We're still going to do Cursed Isle October, so you guys can all watch some sort of cursed show along with us. And we will, all, as before, have our Christmas episode where we can all rate some Christmas songs together. We'll give you yes. all the rating metric ahead of time. And as before, we'll also have you all submit Christmas songs when we get to yes. that. But we have yeah, well, a while.
We missed it. We missed it for this year. So that's not going to be a thing for a while. But yeah, so like we said, pretty much all of this will be announced ahead of time on the Discord. So if you want to be involved more with the community aspects, make sure to join there. Links in the description.
Okay, so do we want to give some more hints on like the actual episodes we'll be talking about over the next year?
Yes, so we We have a short list of shows that we want to cover for like the next, for the first part of 2024. We don't know what order these are going to be in. We don't have anything like set in stone. Nothing has been carved into the stone tablets of our podcast schedule or anything. But as far as shows that we would like to cover in the near future, we got to freaking do Love Life Superstar finally. I watched I forget if this happened before or after we stopped recording, but I watched the first episode of Love Life Superstar. I loved it so much.
I'm excited.
So good, and I want to watch the rest of it real bad, but I told myself I'd wait until we did an episode on it. Sarah, it looks so good.
And
with me saying that about a Love Live anime, you know that's a big deal.
And I mean, summer's coming up, so we will probably have the summer of Love and Live again.
Yeah, I'm excited because like, didn't they say isn't there like a third season? Because like, Love Live is usually two seasons, but I think Superstar had a third season because they're going off the rails and just being super wild and crazy.
Super.
I know the Love Live fandom is kind of in shambles right now because of the whole mobile game situation.
We're bringing it back.
They've been saying that for years, is what I've been hearing.
No, Idle Days is bringing it back.
We're bringing it back.
We specifically.
We are taking your mobile game. We are not. This will not hold up in court.
Another thing that we absolutely have to watch that we had talked about before hiatus is Idol 7 Season 3 Part 2. That's not going to be our next episode, but it's on our immediate short list.
It's on our list because what happened to those boys?
Yeah.
What happened to those boys? They got canceled. What happened?
They got canceled. And I have some friends who are really into Trigger. I have seen so many of the Trigger live performances in the last few months, but none of the anime.
Yeah, it's just like, what is going on with these boys? Hello? Hello, my sweet boys? Hello?
Where are you?
What are you? Boys? But yes, so we gotta wrap up our i7. We gotta do Oshinoko. Have to, because oh my god, that's a show.
Yeah,
that is a show.
And also I do want to go into some older stuff too. I really want us to watch Skip Beat. I was telling Star earlier that I read a lot of the Skip Beat manga when I was younger. We need to all watch the anime. We need to revisit that time.
We're going to skip those beats. We're going to skip right over them. Skip them beats.
And also probably more Oodapree with the movies and stuff.
Yeah, there's still more Oodapree apparently.
It's so buck wild and I love it.
Where the Oodapree? Where the Oodapree
at? Where are they?
It's everywhere. It's nowhere. It's inside of all of us. Oh God, get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out. But yeah, so like we said, none of this is set in stone. That's just kind of stuff that we're thinking about. But more presciently, do we want to talk about what our February episode will cover?
Oh, yes, let's absolutely talk. So for our February episode, we are both going back to our roots and doing something new, where our first Idle Days episode ever, if you go into your podcast player and you scroll all the way back, you'll see that it was the original Idolmaster anime. So to celebrate our comeback, we are going to watch the newest Idolmaster anime. And all together, we can watch Idolmaster Million Live.
Let's go!
Wahoo!
More Idolmasters! It finally came out!
I can promise you there's a Shiho in this one. The same Shiho.
There is a Shiho in this one. Yeah, so at the time of recording this, I've only watched the first episode. But Sarah, you were keeping up with it week by week, right?
No, I actually have only watched the first four episodes.
Well, that's still further than me. Yes, so we'll kind of be watching it together. And if you want to also watch Million Live with us, and, you know, possibly put your thoughts out and like have us kind of discuss those thoughts and talk about discussion topics, you're going to want to join the Discord. And we will be doing that for the next couple of weeks while we watch it all together. We're not going to do like watch alongs or anything, but we will be discussing as we watch it. So,
and Million Live is a standalone anime. You don't have to have watched any of the previous Idolmaster anime to understand what's going on. But it does have some characters carried over from the Idolmaster movie. Because of that, if you're ever wanting to catch up on what happened in original Idolmaster or the Idolmaster movie, we do conveniently have an episode where we go beat by beat on both.
Yeah, so you can either spend a few hours watching anime, or you could spend a few hours listening to us talk about an anime. Because, yeah, those were like our very first episodes. You can tell we didn't quite have the rhythms down yet. There were no private jokes yet because those were our first episodes. Mm-hmm. Well, the movie one we do because the movie we covered much later. But mm-hmm. you go listen to our Idolmaster episodes. Oh, so here's another thing is that you can go back and listen to those episodes on your podcasting app of choice. However, you can also go back and watch those episodes or watch/listen to those episodes on our brand spanking new YouTube channel. Idol Days Pod on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel now, and I highly encourage everybody who watches the show to go subscribe to that because, okay, so here's the thing. We have a little bit of backstory here. Mm-hmm. So during the hiatus, while we were gone, the silly little YouTube channel that I started kind of exploded.
Star got YouTube famous.
Yeah, I've got one of those plaques in my house now. It's sitting on my mantle, staring at me, judging me. So I'm very thoroughly in camp YouTube right now. And also, if we can get the channel up to 1,000 subscribers, that will be probably the best way for us to monetize the show so that we can, you know, have some help paying for stuff like Sarah's Crunchyroll subscription. Mm-hmm. Or eventually paying an editor so that it takes a little bit of the weight off of our shoulders. And then you guys don't have to pay a dime because that all comes in from ad revenue, baby. But yes, so youtube.com/@idledayspod. We will leave a link in the description. If you have not already subscribed to the show, please go do that. It would mean a ton to us. And it's like a free way to help us get monetization on the show, which would be a super cool thing to achieve this year. That is one of our New Year's goals. I didn't tell Sarah about this beforehand. I'm deciding it now.
The Idol Dears New Year's goal. One, make the show. Two,
make the show again. Yeah, step one, make show. Step two, YouTube. Step three, Idoluminati confirmed.
I think this sounds like the plot of a Love Live episode.
It does, though.
We'll see you all very, very soon on Discord. All of us together can watch Idolmaster Million Live and look forward to our first episode after hiatus, first Friday of February 2024.
Yeah, which looks like it's going to be February 2nd, which is just a couple weeks away.
2224.
2224, let's go. 2024, I know how to write the year. Welcome to the year 224. We don't know what idol anime is, and we don't know what a podcast is. Where is this sound coming from? Hello? Hello?
It's coming from the wall.
What's a wall? I'm
sorry, I have a feeling those existed.
I don't know what was going on in the year 224. Definitely not idol anime, though. You know, that sounds like an unfilled niche. I think maybe we make an idol anime that happens in 2024.
I mean, honestly, there might be.
We'll have to check it.
There's some that go pretty far back.
Listen, Samurai Jam Bakumatsu Rock did have completely, like, just normal loudspeakers in, like, the 1800s. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, come on.
I'm sure.
Yeah, just a smidge further back. It's fine. Anyway.
Anyways. So, yes. Star, if people want to figure out where our Discord is and find us on the internet, where can they find us?
You can go into the description of whatever website/podcast host you are listening to this show on. We'll have all the links for all of our relevant stuff down in the description. But we also have our website,
Wahoo.
Which is idoldays.card.co, that's idoldays.card.co, where we have links to all of our nonsense, including links to the Discord and the YouTube channel, which you should join/subscribe to.
/idolluminati.net.
Do you still have the domain for that?
I still have the domain.
Has it not lapsed?
I repaid for that domain.
I'm so proud of you. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so we can eventually offset the cost of buying the idolluminati.net domain.
So, this has been Idol Days.
We've been Lady!
Bye. Bye.